Back now with Day to Day, maybe Homer Simpson said it best.
Donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
No, I don't think there is. Well, maybe. Maybe they might present a little problem with losing weight. But a quirky shop named Voodoo Donuts in Portland, Oregon, is trying to make donuts without all those dreaded trans fats. Miriam Widman headed straight for the deep fryer.
The fryer at Voodoo Donuts is in the store's cramped kitchen. The shop goes through some 600 pounds of oil a week. The biggest challenge in making trans fat-free donuts, say co-owners Kenneth Pogson and Tress Shannon, is finding large quantities of trans fat-free oil. But even after the new oil is in the fryer, donut eaters shouldn't fool themselves. Getting rid of trans fats doesn't make a donut a health food.
A donut. It's still loaded with sugar. It's still fried in oil.
That's co-owner Pogson, who goes by the name of Cat Daddy. He says Voodoo Donuts offer some nutritional value. Many varieties are topped with cereal.
Add some cereal, you get 7 essential vitamins and minerals. You got the triple chocolate penetration, which is a chocolate cake, chocolate frosting, and chocolate cereal. There's the Captain, which is a raised donut with vanilla and Captain Crunch.
The store sits on a wide street in a bar-laden section of downtown Portland, and many a Voodoo customer is also a patron of the bars. Cat Daddy says their donuts can sop up the ill effects of alcohol.
Used to have a donut that was specifically for that that's been banned. It was a Tums donut where we had a Pepto-Bismol vanilla frosting with crushed Tums on top. And the whole philosophy behind was it is if you came in and you were really drunk and you had one, you got bread, you got sugar, you got fried item, you got the Tums, you got the Pepto all in one.
But Cat Daddy says the county health department said you can't sell food mixed with medicine, and they had to take the Tums donut off the shelf. Yet it isn't only the donuts that have put Voodoo on the map. The store is only 4 years old, but has become a Portland institution.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here at the world-famous Voodoo Donut to have a wedding. And the wedding here between Jacob and Andy.
Yes, you can get married at Voodoo Donuts. For $175, you get a legal ceremony and donuts and coffee for 10 people. They host about 30 weddings a year and some 100 intentional commitment ceremonies.
Choo-choo swallows.
You can also stuff yourself at one of several donut eating contests like this one held on the first Friday of every month. To win, you have to eat a half dozen carefully selected donuts faster than your competitors. But these days, Voodoo owners are pursuing loftier ambitions.
Since we've opened the donut shop, people like just see us and they're like, "Oh, you smell so good." And like when we see our friends and we hug them, they're just like, "Oh," and that's the smell we're trying to recreate.
Yes, a donut perfume. Co-owner Shannon says the perfume might be called Voodoo Mandazi. Mandazi is Swahili for donut. That's another one of Voodoo's extracurricular activities. They have an employee who will soon be offering Swahili lessons at the store on Monday nights. For NPR News, I'm Miriam Widman in Portland.